Proclamation number 6417 dated the December 4th, 1955. The spiritual low level has been reached. People on earth will not change anymore, for they are devoted to the world with body and soul, and therefore also to the one who is lord of this world. All warnings are useless. A few will indeed still detach themselves from the crowd and recognize their true destiny, yet most remain unimpressed by it. And whatever happens, they will only ever look at it through the eyes of the world. A spiritual cause will never be seen or assumed, and thus people will not change, neither in their thoughts nor in their actions. Their stay on earth has become completely meaningless and has to be brought to an end. People have become prematurely ready for the downfall, for the day of the end has been determined since eternity and will be upheld, although the spiritual low will have already been reached before this time. Nevertheless, everything will still be done for the sake of the few who will still choose God just before the end. And for their sake the day of the end has been set for a later time. For the struggle to gain these lost souls is extremely difficult and requires perseverance, but it is not hopeless, as God has foreseen since eternity. However, every soul is precious to Him, and thus He will do everything to gain it before the end. This is why His servants on earth should be diligent. Every servant should remember that each soul he tries to gain could be one of the last few whose deliverance had caused God to delay the end until the work of redemption is accomplished. Hence they should not tire in their vineyard work. They should know that God has the interest of every soul at heart, and His love for same motivates Him to be patient and long-suffering. The last days will bring the godlessness ever more to the fore, and at times it will appear as if the earth was only populated by devils, so that the work for the kingdom of God will appear like a performance by feeble-minded people. Nevertheless, it shall be done diligently, for it will not be without benefit. Even people who are called away from earth before the end will be able to reach the light sooner in the beyond due to the work of the Lord's servants on earth, and in turn help their loved ones on earth to a change of heart. Only very few people can still be gained, and yet the end will be delayed for their sake. And this is why the activity of God's adversary will become quite openly visible, for He will not find resistance in people anymore. They all belong to Him. They allow themselves to be held captive by the world, which is His kingdom. He is truly reaping a great harvest, yet it will not be beneficial for Him, because He will lose everyone He believes to have gained when the earth arises anew, because they will all be snatched from His power and banished again, which will weaken His power considerably, and He Himself will also be bound for a long time. He is still on top and is celebrating His triumph over the people He has dragged into the abyss. Yet He will not be victorious at the end of the earth, for there is one who is stronger than He is, who will indeed let Him have His time and not stop His activity until the hour has come as it is written, but which will then confine Him and with Him all God-resisting souls. And then the end of the earth and its inhabitants will have come, and a new era will begin in peace and happiness for people who remain faithful to God until the end. Amen.